What is good? Welcome to the Hype Report. My name is Jack, also known as Culture Force. I'm a TikToker and I've been covering streetwear, fashion and hype stuff on the internet for the past 18 months. And welcome to my podcast. I will be bringing you weekly episodes covering everything in the space, streetwear, fashion, hype, releases, anything going on. This is the one place to catch it all. So I first started getting into streetwear when I was probably about 16, maybe even 15. I just left school and was at college and I started getting into Supreme and Palace. I think like a lot of my mates were reselling at the time and we used to have like a break between our 10 to 12 o'clock like college class, and that obviously like was the time Supreme used to drop. Back then it used to drop at 11 a.m. and all my mates used to go in like the common room and they used to get Supreme websites up on the computers. And it used to be this massive live cop. And I really wanted to get into it because I just was like, one, I had no money. But two, it was just like mental that people were actually making money from clothes with a white t-shirt and a red box logo on. It was just insane. So I eventually got into it. And many, many years gone by, a shitload of money spent. I've resold a little bit. We've got a couple of businesses in the space. And now we've got a podcast for some reason. So... yeah. Our first segment is the weekly roundup. So it's a short segment. We'll be going through everything that happened in the previous week. Shoes, news, garments, fashion, anything controversial, we've got you in the weekly roundups. The first sneaker on the list, we have the Nocta Glide. So the Nocta Glide is the white variation of the Glide. That's Drake's collaboration with Nike. Released last week for a retail around 150 quid. It sold out pretty fast, but the sellout times, the resale market was pretty dry. I think they're actually selling below retail on StockX for like 130, 140, which is quite mad. In other news, Adidas have also paused all current Yeezy releases for the rest of 2023. The reason is currently unknown, but there's going to be no more Yeezys for the rest of the year. We expect early 2024 we might see some more, but we don't know at the moment, to be brutally honest. Adidas originally terminated Kanye's contract at the end of 2022, but that didn't last too long as they brought a Yeezy Day back in May this year and August this year as well, where Kanye allegedly took 15% commission and made 25 million across both Yeezy Days. Last Friday, we also saw a Palace and Barber collaboration. We saw a beetle jacket, a quilt jacket, and a wax coat jacket, which was actually for a dog. The collaboration was pretty dry. It wasn't really for me, but it is cool seeing two British brands come together. Both brands have been doing the most, like when you talk about collections and collaborations at the moment. I think Barber have recently collaborated with CP Company and Palm Angels, or Palace have done Carhartt and McDonald's in the last 2 months. I completely passed on this drop, but it was nice to see them come together. We also finally have a confirmed release date of the April SB Dunks, which is the 13th of November this month. It is potentially shoe of the year, or at least a lot of people calling it the shoe of the year. It's definitely been the year of the SB. It comes in a shiny metallic swoosh. It has a side netting on the side of the shoe, which is pretty cool, a bit Jordan 4-esque. And it has some April skateboard branding on the back left heel tab. Like I said, SBs have definitely been killing it this year, but next year is actually their 40th anniversary, so expect big things for SBs. Sticking with Kanye, we can't really get away from the guy. He turned up to the Tyson Fury fight rocking a vintage Premier League goalkeeper shirt. There's a lot of speculation on social media what he was actually rocking, but I think they confirmed to some extent that it was the 2001 Spurs goalkeeper shirt. There were some shouts for a vintage Wigan Athletic shirt, but I can't imagine Kanye rocking a Wigan shirt. In the world of fashion, we also saw Cineworld Central Cees brand run some kind of fun fair for Halloween. There was lots of free t-shirts, a fun fair type vibe. It's very kind of carnival-esque, and Central Cee did actually rock up to the event. Unfortunately, I wasn't there, but it did seem pretty cool. Broken Planet also pushed out a new kind of Gorp Core set. They released this Techwear waterproof repellent matching set, and they also released a denim jacket and bottoms, which was both received really well by their audience. One of the most hyped drops of the week, or last week, should I say, was actually the Palace Balaclava puffer jacket. So retail on this jacket was £400. It was probably by far the most hyped Palace item of the season so far. The sellout times were very, very quick. I tried to get the black one. I failed. The checkout was just crazy, crazy laggy, which was really annoying. But I did thankfully manage to pick up the red one, which was probably one of the least desirable colorways below the kind of, they brought out this mismatching colorway, which is crazy. Probably like below that, it was, yeah, it's okay, but I'm just grateful to get one. It actually did come out in multiple colorways. We had black, white, red, tree camo, which was pretty hyped. Like I said, the mixture of all, which was just sat there for a little while. So as you can see, the jacket's bally is completely removable. It is absolutely boiling. I mean, the jacket itself, even without the bally, is crazy. So here's the jacket's inbuilt balaclava, kind of the main feature of the puffer jacket. It's pretty sick. They've done it pretty well, to be fair to them. Palace released a zip-up type hoodie thing earlier this season, and I found it really awkward to wear with their balaclava. This is nice because it is detachable, which is good, so you don't have to have it on you all the time, because it can be a little bit uncomfortable on the neck. The Bally does come with some Palace branding on the top of the balaclava. Obviously most people are probably going to rock it inside and won't be wearing it every day of the week. Last Thursday, we also saw the Hypes collection between Supreme and Stone Island. It's rumored to be their last collaboration, and we saw a wide variety of items. We saw a leather bomber jacket, which had a very high retail of over $2,000. We also saw a military reversible down puffer jacket, which was received pretty well. We saw a cardigan, beanies, a cap, two hooded sweatshirt colorways, which came in a different design to the rest of the drop. They came in this really cool web type embroidery. This was definitely the best design of the drop. I probably would have preferred the entire collection to go with this design. The collaboration did receive mixed messages from the community, especially the Stone Island side of the collaboration. So a lot of the OG Stone Island fans, if you look at their Instagram, were really pissed with the designs and how they looked. In fact, the military puffer jacket, I think, was a stolen design from a re-released design from a 2005 piece. I think all Supreme and Stone Island did was literally just whack a badge on it. So they weren't too happy about that. But from the Supreme fans' side, it was fairly well received. And I think it was okay. It was probably a good 5-6 out of 10. It definitely wasn't as good as the previous collaborations, but it was probably better than the ones just a little bit before that. The issue with Supreme and Stone Island is that they're two huge brands with so much hype and so much potential, but it's so often not fulfilled. The main issue with this drop was purely the retail prices. They were so expensive. The hoodie came in at £350. The leather jacket was over $2,000, and it was actually sitting on the website for a few days after, which is crazy, but it's because the retail was just so utterly expensive. I did like the collection, but spending that amount on one product, I couldn't justify it. The designs were okay, but they were just a bit mediocre. It wasn't anything special. We've seen so many Supreme and Stone Island collaborations. This one was just a little bit mid, but I am pleased they are ending the collaboration because I think they do saturate each other a little bit, and it's probably about time to say goodbye. We also saw the most recent installment of the Cars Crocs collaboration with the hyped Mater Crocs. So social media did go super crazy for these. I think Crocs only released or only announced they were releasing them like 24 hours before the actual drop. So it was absolutely crazy. I think the video had like 10, 20 million views on TikTok, or the release video had 10, 20 million views on TikTok within like 12 hours, which is mental. The Mater Crocs were actually teased in September when we saw the official Lightning McQueen restock promo for the States and the UK. The Mater Crocs retailed for around £45-50, but people were pissed because unfortunately Crocs don't actually release like an official release time. They just announced that the product is now live on their story. The Crocs drop system is a little bit of a scam. It is difficult. There's no raffle system release time, and proper Cars and Crocs fans were really pissed. Even though I didn't actually manage to cop, so I had to pay resale value. So I recently picked the Mater Crocs up from StockX. They still got the tag on. I did pay $140. I'm not sure what that is in pounds, but it was a lot of money. But these are sick. They do have a lot of details, and to be fair to them, the first thing that catches your eye is the Mater's eyes are really a bit like the McQueen Crocs that we come on to shortly. They are really quite obvious. And they also do have his like oil details, which are pretty cool. His teeth, which are nice. The kind of midsole has a good lot of branding on. Has some really fine detailing. It has his toe Mater company. His number plate on the back, which is A113, and the classic Mater toe, which is pretty cool as well. So if we're reviewing the Mater Crocs, it's only fair we review the OG, which is the Lightning McQueen Crocs. I paid a stupid amount of money for these in 2022 summer last year. I think at this point, there was only like one restock and they haven't even came to the UK yet. So they were selling for a lot of money. I paid 200 quid pre-owned, and I paid 200 quid without the like working light. So the light on mine is completely dead. There's quite a lot of like scratches across them. And I do probably wish that I had waited for the restock this year, but no, they are super clean. In fact, there was one point in, I think it was July or May last year, there was one sale in a size 8 for £428 on StockX. For Crocs, bro, that is mental, but they are very cool. We also had a lot of leaks hit the social media this week. The first one is that the Jordan 1 trophy room is going to be coming back in 2024. Marcus Jordan jumped on a podcast and confirmed that we could be seeing a trophy room as early as next year, but it's going to be in a Jordan 1 low variation. We did see the Jordan 1 high trophy room released in 2021, February, but there was quite a lot of controversy around that being heavily backdoored, and it now has a resale of 1.5K or something crazy. A very nice shoe, but probably not that price. Hopefully the Jordan 1 low trophy room might be a little bit more accessible. There's also the ongoing rumor that we're going to be seeing a SB Jordan 4 in a new colorway next year. We obviously saw the SB Jordan 4 Pine Green release earlier this year, which is a lot of people's shoe of the year. It's definitely one of my favorites. I don't actually own it at the moment, but I've sold quite a few. And you've seen multiple colorways rumored. You've had blue, pink, a darker kind of khaki green, brown. We're not too sure what's going on with it at the moment. There's no confirmation, not even any hardcore leaks. However, we probably will see it next year, especially as it's the SB Dunk Silhouette 40th anniversary. Another leak that's hit the social media this week is that the Jordan 1 Latte is coming. It is the sister colorway of the super hype Jordan 1 Dot Mocha colorway. There's no images or even leaked images of this yet. It's purely just concepts, but it's heavily rumored in the sneaker community that we will be seeing a lighter Jordan 1 Mocha in this kind of latte colorway sometime in 2024. We're now at a point of the show where I'm going to take you through my recent pickups. Obviously, you know me, my entire job and life is buying weird shit and a lot of shoes. So one of my favorite pickups recently, they dropped 31st of August, are the Ramel Z Supreme SB Dunks. They come in a black canvas with some really cool artwork. It effectively is like a canvas, like a painting. So it's got the Supreme world famous branding on the lace. A little bit of a gold tag here, and yeah, the main kind of USP of this shoe is the Ramel Z artwork, which is fucking sick. They also have a black midsole and a gum sole, which is really nice, and gum sole SBs absolutely slap. And yeah, Supreme done really well with this one. I think the 2021 SB Supreme SB collaboration just about nicks it. They had the Star collaboration, which was sick, but for me, yeah, I think this is a really good shoe at a very affordable price. I think you can probably pick them up retail now for like $350, maybe even a little bit lower. But yeah, they're absolutely gorgeous. One of the shoes of the year for me, for sure. Yeah, so funny story about this shoe. It dropped on Friday the 31st. No, sorry, it dropped on Thursday the 31st of August. And then 24 hours later, literally 26 hours after it dropped, it was 6 p.m. on Friday, I went down to get a takeaway. I was like thinking the week probably couldn't get any better. I just copped a really hyped shoe. It was really hard to get. And resale prices like off the bat were kind of like 400, maybe even 500. So they were doing really like mad like on the secondary market. So I was gassed to get it. And all of a sudden, this Friday night, like the day after I got the shoes, I had the most bizarre pain in my stomach and my left testicle. And my girlfriend, who is in the room now, was actually up north. And like whenever there's any kind of medical emergency in my life, like it could be a paper cut or whatever, like she will get a call. So I was, honest to God, I was sat there in absolute agony trying to call her. And she never makes a meal out of me. Like she always just pushes everything to the side because I'm like really weird like with anything. Like, I always overthink stuff when it comes to medical stuff. And she said like, I need to go to hospital. So I was like, fucking hell, something's actually wrong here. So I got to hospital, barely could walk. I had to tell my mum that my testicles were hurting and my stomach was fucked. So I eventually kind of waddled down the stairs, got into my mum's Mazda, and then she took me to A&E. And yeah, I had a twisted testicle. Thankfully, it all resolved itself, blah, blah. 6 hours later, it was calm after many doctors fondling me. And then, yeah, the next morning, basically, I had to come come back to the hospital, have a scan on my nuts. It was very invasive and fucking weird. But the biggest worry of my life on that day was not that I was going to lose a testicle. It was that I was going to miss a delivery for these, because one, I wanted to get them in hand, and two, I needed to make some content with them, because they were being delivered on the Saturday, which was the day after the testicle gate, and that I had to, yeah, I was having a scan that day. Thankfully, I don't know, I can't remember how I actually got hold of them in the end. I think I got back in time. But yeah, thankfully they came at like 4 p.m., which was a fucking blessing. And yeah, these shoes hold a lot more meaning to me than just the design. They represent my saved left testicle. So another shoe I picked up recently, probably September time. I'm not actually sure when they released. They were definitely a summer release. But these are the Court Purple, orange label variation of a Court Purple Dunk. And they come in a really nice purple suede, white leather. They have the orange label branding on the lace and the tongue. And yeah, they're fucking sick. The gum sole as well. A bit of a lighter gum sole than the Supreme Ramel Z Dunk. And the best thing about the shoe is, one, like, they're an SB, so they're hype and they're really good. They're comfortable, and comfort is everything. But two, they're actually really, really affordable. So they retailed at 110 or whatever the SB retail is these days. But you can pick them up on StockX for 130. I paid 140 for these, like literally just after release. So kind of when they were at their most expensive. And they're so, so clean, man. Like, they're just, the suede is really good quality. It's not wearing too much. And I wear these pretty much two or three times a week for the last like 2 months or so. And this is a really clean shoe. They're probably not a good winter shoe because they are like heavily suede-ed. But for like kind of the end of summer for me, they were fucking perfect. And they're really, really affordable. So I do recommend, if you are looking for a new shoe to pick up, maybe like in the market for an SB Dunk, or you want your first SB Dunk, I think this is probably the perfect place to start. Because some SBs these days, cost a hell of a lot of money. So I reckon going with someone like this to start off, or if you're just looking for a nice colorful piece in your collection to mix it up, probably can't wear it every day, but they're really, really wearable for a very, very clean, good looking shoe. The final shoe that I've brought in today is another quite recent pickup of mine. It was start of October I bought these, and I actually bought them in person. Like, most of the shoes I buy are just like online, but I got these in person. They were at a sneaker event called Sneakerness. You're working with them, and I wasn't expecting to find them, because I've been one after them for a long time, but they're also a shoe that I had the white colorway, and that was like when I didn't have much money, and I just beat them up to the ground because they were the only like cool shoe I owned at the time. So to get the other colorway was sick. I've kind of finished off the collection a little bit. So they are the Nike Air Max 97 Undefeated collaboration. The reason these are so hyped is because they actually kind of come, I guess, with like the Gucci colorway, like the green and red, and obviously the white text as well. They have the swoosh there just above the midsole. Yeah, they're great. And as soon as I saw them, just bought them straight away, like instantly. I've paid £150 for them, which is probably market value. And considering this shoe released in 2017, there is some kind of like wear here, like in between the kind of plastic and the mesh, but for a shoe that is, what, 5 years old, 6 years old, it's in really good nick, especially in Air Max. And yeah, it's fucking sick. So they came in, these two came in like a pack at the time. So it was end of 2017. So it would have been like fall winter 2017. And they came in the white variation and the black variation. I had two pairs of the white colorway. And I literally spent the majority of my student loan that year on the Air Maxes. I think I was literally living off beans and toast for the next like 2-3 weeks until the next one hit, because I spent all my money on these crepes. And I do not regret it, but I do regret beating them up. But thankfully, the very nice guy at Sneakerness came through, and they have mismatching laces. But other than that, they're sick, man. For 150 quid, you can't go wrong. Nostalgia is important in this game. And yeah, I'm absolutely buzzing to get these. The final installment on the recent purchases, I didn't actually buy these. They were sent to me by Mischief. They were gifted. And they are, of course, the unreleased, well, they released last week, but when I got them, they were unreleased. The unreleased Mischief Big Black Boots. There's not much to say with these. They're just fucking mental. So Mischief have released, I mean, two variations of these so far. So they've done the collaboration with Crocs, and the first one, which went super viral, which were the big red kind of Astro Boy boots. And these are literally identical. They just come in a black colorway. So big up to Mischief for sending them my way. Right, I'm going to get rid of the box. So have some space. And just do one. And yeah, as you see, they are fucking nuts. They're absolutely wham. They are literally just some kind of like 3D printed boot, plastic. And they are, they're not as uncomfortable as I think people would think they would be. They are relatively easy to get off as well. And they're just fucking nuts. I think resale, when I first got them, there wasn't actually any sales of them, but people were kind of marking them up and pricing them at like $2,000, which is mental considering they retail like $350. However, they're not actually sold out. I think they're the first version of this like Mischief big boot collaboration or like line or collection or whatever that haven't sold out. So the Crocs went quick, the big red boots went really fast, and people were paying like $800-900 for them. But now I think the kind of virality and the hype train has fallen off a little bit, and there is literally just a 3D printed plastic boot that's sold for nearly $400, and that is it. It is the most mental thing I've ever been sent or actually own. They're not wearable at all, but they are, I guess, quite a cool collectible to have. But I'm for sure not going to be wearing them anytime soon. Yeah, I think that is literally, you get what you're given with this kind of shoe. It is a massive plastic boot, which is just a big trend. And when that trend falls off, I'm just stuck with a boot. But I'm grateful for being sent, but it is what it is. So moving away from sneakers, I've also recently bought the like big popular puffer from Cortez, referred to as the Bolo jacket. For some reason, Clint and Cortez do not call their jackets puffers. They are known as Bolos. But yeah, this is really fucking good. £250 retail. I think resale is probably between $300 and $400. Yeah, it comes in a cream colorway, super puffy. It's got a nice cropped adjustable drawstrings all over the jacket, which is nice. You can adjust the fit. The interior of the jacket is also really nice. So although it's a subtle detailing you don't particularly see, I do like it when a brand does this because you do get to see a little bit of quality, and it does just scream premium a little bit more. And especially for the price you're paying, $250 isn't that much for a jacket that comes with the amount of shit this does. So it is just, as soon as you open it up, you just realize how puffy it is. Like the down in this jacket is so full. And you've got some really nice kind of holographic Cortez star logo text print all over, which is really, really nice. As well as the Cortez rules the world Bolo jacket label here. And yeah, inside pocket, pretty generic. I like the buttons with the zip as well. Kind of gives that double layer. The buttons on the pockets, and yeah, the whole jacket just screams premium, which is great. The one kind of downfall I have with the jacket is the colorway. The colorway is great, but I probably would like it in maybe a black. And also, this colorway is fucking horrible because you get it so messy. I mean, I've owned this probably 48 hours, and there's already some kind of brown stain on it. So that's pretty disappointing, but it is what it is. As it is getting colder and everyone is probably in the market for a winter jacket, especially puffers, it is officially puffer jacket season. We've brought along with us today a couple of other popular puffer jackets from kind of opposition brands to Cortez, so kind of direct comparisons, Supreme, Palace. So let's get it. Cool. So we've also got this puffer from Supreme, and it is called, I believe the official name is the Supreme Mesh Puffer, and it has a jersey element on the back with the iconic 94 Supreme branding, which is a really cool feature. I quite like a good back print. And yeah, the most unique thing about this jacket is definitely the mesh. It's obviously all over covered in these little mesh holes, the Supreme Arc logo on the chest. And if I can open it, it is cool. It's not quite, there's not like as much going on internally if you compare this to the Cortez puffer, but you know, it is what it is. It's also not quite as puffy. But yeah, I think if I didn't say it released February this year, for a retail, it would have been around like kind of late 100s, so maybe early 200s, 180, 190, something like that. I'm not sure on the exact details. But yeah, it's cool. It is nice. I think the resale on it now is quite a lot. In fact, I think you could probably pick it up on StockX for like 500, 600, 700, purely because there isn't really that many available. And the Supreme hype has, it didn't fall off entirely, but obviously a lot of people did move away from the brand. And now, for some reason, at the end of this quarter, or maybe even like, you know, a few months prior as well, the Supreme hype, especially for this fall winter season, has gone crazy. Like, everyone loves Supreme at the moment. It's almost just done this complete 180 flip. So yeah, products like these that released earlier this year are moving mad, and people are paying quite a bit of money for them. But yeah, the jacket's nice. I definitely would go the Cortez Bolo over this, but I think it is definitely a good installment from Supreme. Probably not worth the resale price people are paying. But it's nice to see a slightly different jacket. It's not just a Supreme puffer. It has got this mesh feature on it, which is pretty decent. We also have another competitor to this. So it's a Palace puffer jacket, which I've showcased already. And this released a couple of weeks ago. Let me bring it up now. And finally, we have the recently released Palace Partex Balaclava puffer, I believe its official name is. This released a couple of weeks ago. It's probably Palace's most hyped release of the season. Resale was going crazy on pretty much all the colorways except mine, which is a little bit annoying. I got one of the, it's not a dead colorway, but it's definitely not the most hyped. So it released, like I said earlier, in the black and cream and all that stuff. I would have obviously loved it in a different colorway, but yeah, the jacket is still really good. Like, the fundamentals of the jacket is good, like, away from the colorway. The colorway is not terrible, but the red and the kind of gray inside isn't like a massive hit for me. But yeah, again, this jacket is much more of a ski jacket, like the Cortez Bolo puffer. If you open it up, it is like the down is really, really thick. They've filled it up like crazy. I do look absolutely huge wearing it, like the Cortez Bolo. So yeah, I appreciate both that from Palace and Cortez, purely because, you know, it obviously costs money to fill the jacket with expensive down like they have. And the Supreme one is a little light for me. You could probably, it's not so much of a winter ski jacket as these, but it still does a job. I think if I was to rank them based on how they look now, the price I paid, I probably would put Supreme at the bottom, and then so in third spot, and then second spot, I would go with a Palace, purely because the retail is a little higher than Cortez. It's £150 more than what you're paying for the Cortez. And obviously it does come with the balaclava, which is a cool feature, but I don't think this warrants an extra 150 quid. So yeah, I would put this second, Cortez first. I like the colorway. A little bit annoying it doesn't have more colors available, but overall I think the jacket is fucking great. So yeah, Supreme, Palace, and Cortez. So as it is winter season, it is also Bali season, because the Palace puffer does come with the whole USP of the jacket is that it has a massive balaclava attached inside. You can actually take it out and just rock it like a normal Bali, which is cool. So we're going to rank a bunch of balaclavas I have here. We've got Palace, Supreme, Cortez. I used to have the yellow one of this, which is pretty bad. And another Supreme one. So they're all very different. They all have like quite different materials going on. Some of them madder than the others. But we start with the Palace one. So, oh my God, fucking hell. The hair's already fucked. Yeah. I actually want to, how? Oh, fuck me, yeah, this isn't. I'm not a natural born balaclava wearer. That's for sure. So this is the Palace one. I don't think I've ever worn a balaclava for more than 5 minutes in my life. But yeah, it's nice, man. It's nice. It's, like I said, I think it probably goes with the jacket, but solo, it's not amazing. It's also a lot thinner. Like, these are like, these ones here we're going to come onto are knitted. And this is like, it's lined with fleece, but it's so much thinner, which is, I guess, a good and a bad thing, because you are warm, but also, you're not as warm as these, but again, with these, I imagine you sweat a hell of a lot more. So yeah, this is cool. And it's got branding on the top of the as I've shown earlier, it's got branding on the top of the head. Other than that, it's not much going for it. It's a gray balaclava with Palace outlined on the top of my barnet. So yeah, the hair is already finished. So going on to Cortez. So I think this released, I want to say maybe end of 2021. Maybe winter 2021. It was one of their, like, not earlier pieces, because they've been going since 2018, but definitely not one of their most recent pieces. And this is, these ones have a bit more similarity because they're all kind of knitted, wool heavy, like super, like it feels like you're wearing like one of your nan's socks. So yeah, let's put the Cortez one on. It feels like an oven mitt, to be fair. Damn. Sorry, bro, you're going to be getting my stuff. All right. How do I look in this? I'm about to do some dodgy shit, man. Yeah. You prefer this one?
Better than the previous.
Really? Oh, maybe I'll start working some more of these. Yes, this is the Cortez Bally, all black, some white kind of indent, white embroidery text here. It's fucking boiling, like it's so hot. I don't know how you can rock these, but that is it is what it is. It's a sock with a hole in it for your eyes, and then some branding over it. That's it. I don't know how much this was, like 60, 70 quid probably. Yeah, I don't know. Probably around. Well, maybe 40 to 60 pound. I would imagine anything more, they're kind of taxing. So. But yeah, it's good quality for a balaclava. It's warm. It's a little bit itchy because it's like knitted material as opposed to the palace one. But the female was in here and she prefers this. So this is already probably a bit better than the palace one. Okay, right. We've got two more left, both from Supreme, both very different. The cool thing about this one is actually got the Supreme iconic Old English embroidery on it, which is one of my favorite, like, Supreme brandings other than like the box logo. Yeah, it's really sick. I really fuck with that, which is quite cool. Unfortunately, the rest of the balaclava is fucking atrocious, and my video editor here, who's actually in the studio here, has brought it in for me, so you can thank him for making me look like a, I don't know, not great. So we're gonna whack it on. Oh damn, fucking hell, brilliant. Yeah, this looks fucking like weird sexually like drivel. I don't know what you've been up to at home, bro. Yeah, this is like 50 Shades of Grey meets Supreme and Christmas. Fucking hell. Well, the cool thing about this one, it actually has a mouthpiece so you can breathe. The unfortunate thing is it does look like I'm into some weird shit, and I do it like a Christmas decoration. So this is going to be swiftly removed and going right at the bottom because I don't want to embarrass myself anymore. Oh God, literally sparkly shit has came off it.
There's no way you've ever worn that, bro.
And finally, the Supreme box logo knitted belly, which is just looks like an oven glove. It's going straight on. Yeah, I mean, we can't finish this, sure. This is ridiculous. Look at the sight of that. Okay, right, there we go. You've done this deliberately. Oh, I don't know what you want me to say. Yeah, well, this is also very shit. I did spend quite a lot of money this week on personal pieces. I bought the 2012 or 2011 military blue Jordan 4s. They're really quite beaten up, but I got them for a steal on eBay. I paid like £160 for them. I think my screen time, the majority of my screen time is actually on eBay for my phone. eBay's authenticity guarantee is so good to me. The amount of pairs that I buy from eBay is probably quite worrying compared to anywhere else. You can pick up so many steals on there. So I think this week alone, I've bought some SB Court Purples, which are quite a like, low-end SB, but they're still sick. The Military Blues, a pair of Yeezy Turtle Doves. I think that's probably all I've got this week sneaker-wise. But yeah, eBay, if you are looking to buy like used shoes or just get into sneakers, I do highly recommend buying from eBay purely because they do have a middleman service and it is so safe, especially if you don't know what you're looking for, like in terms of legit checks. It can be really scary getting into the sneaker game. eBay is the place to go. And this is not a promo. I just genuinely use them all the time. And when you do buy a fake from eBay, they will literally call you up. You get a call from a nice Irish team. And they will literally be like, bro, your shoes are fake, you're getting a refund, and that's it, job done. You don't need to open a claim, nothing. It is really, really cool. So my best and favorite pickup of the week is got to be this Arc'teryx jacket that I have with me right now. Okay, right. Comes in a really clean orange colorway. One thing we are going to be doing on the Hype Report is talking and showing you my holy grail of the week. And this week is the Alpha SV. Now, I'm not really a big kind of Arc'teryx Gorp Core guy, but I did really need a winter kind of winter rain jacket. And yeah, this is really clean. Now, I got this for a really good price. I did buy it pre-owned. It is pre-loved, but it is very good condition. There's not any marks or kind of discoloration, which is nice. And the reason I bought it pre-owned, because the retail for a brand new one is about £700 to £800, which is just mental. And considering I'm not a massive Arc'teryx guy, I couldn't really justify that. So I did buy a good pre-loved one. I did pay about £270 for this. It's a really good price. And yeah, I am really happy with it. The fit's good. The colorway is really me. I wouldn't really like a black one. I quite like a color on a rain jacket, especially when it's worn in the gloomy season. And yeah, I am really, really impressed with this piece. Now, with all the good pickups I do get, I do take some L's. And unfortunately, this week, the L of the week has got to be, for me, the Palace Balaclava Puffer. Now, I did get the red one, which is sick, and I'm really impressed with it. And I do really like the jacket. I think the jacket's functionality is really good. It's not a crazy price for what it is. Like I said earlier, I did go for the black one. I probably would have preferred the white one as well over this. Maybe even the blue. I actually kind of started between the blue and red at checkout, but the blue sold out before the red, so I was just left with the red. But it's okay. It's not a massive L, but it is still a little bit disappointing, and I did take a bit of an L. Well, thank you very much for watching and listening to the Hype Report. It's been a pleasure, and I'm very excited to continue this podcast journey. Make sure to follow us on all the socials, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, subscribe on there as well, and make sure to run us up on all podcast platforms. Thank you for watching, 6 p.m. every Monday, and I'll see you next time.